too. The Lord told me, he said, they fought in the Old Testament natural battles. They fought naturally, so they had to go whip the Moabites and the Discountabites and the Philistines and that. He said, but these things are in your life. The Moabites came from Lot's wife, Moab. Is that right? Come on, Bible scholars. They came from Lot's wife, who was ancestral. These babies was born by their daddy. But because of what God had promised Abraham, he told them, say, don't bother the Moabites. And you remember, Moab was where Naomi went when the famine started, because they were kind of friendly with the Moabites. And then I said, I don't know if you ever really noticed this. Now, we've been reading the Bible all our life. You realize that most of the people they were fighting was their people? They fought their people. Israel fought. They're fighting their folk, fighting their brothers, their cousins. That's what they're doing over there now. And I thought, Lord have mercy. So he told them, say, don't bother no Moab, because I've given Moab of the land. Don't bother them. But the Lord told me, said, just like they had to beat the Philistines, these things are in your life. Those same spirits from all those are in your life. You got to whoop the Philistines. You got to beat the Moabites and the Moab and all them ites and stuff in your life. So you got to fight them. Say, fool. You got to fight just like they fought. Now, they would fight until the day. They would start in the morning and it'd be night before they'd be done whoop somebody. Hours. I said, good Lord. Amen. And they fought so, and David fought so in his life. I've been asking God about this. He was 70 years old when he died, and the Bible says he was full of days. I said, God, how could he be full of days? I'm 5 years his junior, his senior, and I ain't full of days. He said, but he lived. His life was full. He fought. He fought so he could not even build the temple. He killed many souls. He whooped the devil many, just fought. Amen. You want to get full of days? Whoop that devil. Kill the Philistines in your life. I said, kill the Philistines, kill the Moabites and the Hittites and every other kind of ite in your life. You say, well, now, we're not fighting that. Yes, but I'll tell you what, to get your Bible, look up what these people were. You know, you'll find that some were idolized worshipers. Well, fight that. Get rid of all the idols. He said, lay aside everything. Lay aside every weight. He said, and the sin that so easily beset you. I think this because we don't understand what we at and what we in. God got good people. He got good people. But I'm amazed in Mark. I want to go to Mark. What did I say, Mark 4? Okay, let's go to Mark 4. Lord, help me. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay, now listen. Let's walk with Jesus a little bit. Be patient now. And let's walk with him a little bit until he can bring out what I want to say or what he wants to say through us. And they came over unto the other side of the sea and the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, woo, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tomb crying and cutting himself. Lord have mercy. And when he saw number six, but when he saw Jesus, this is Mark now, 5 and 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice, said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou son of the Most High? We know that the devil knew Jesus. The devil still knowing. And Jesus said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him what his name, and you read that. That's not that. I'm trying to get there. And he said, and all the devils besought him, number 12, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And so they went into the swine. Okay, so when he was, the man was, they fed the swine, they heard about what they had done to this man. You know, we read all these things and we think, no, God ain't going to never do that for me. He ain't going to never. God is looking for people who would believe the word. He's looking for people that would get in this word and believe he's what he say he is. He's who he say he is. And the fourth word, Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. Number 13. Let's jump down to number 17. And they began to pray him to depart out there, because get out. Watch out. Listen. When the saints catch on to what God is trying to teach us in this hour, people ain't going to want to be bothered with you, so don't get all upset. God. Listen. He cast this swine out of that poor man that was cutting himself in the tomb. The man was sick. But listen, if you don't go on with God, you're going to be the one that's going to be against the people that's going to go on. Because you're not going to understand. It's just like they didn't understand Jesus. The only way the apostles walked with Jesus because they loved him as a person. But that was time they wondered, what is he talking about? Y'all know it's the truth. There were times they didn't understand him. But he wanted us to understand him. So he sent the Holy Spirit so we could understand him. And so, Lord is quiet, but I'm doing the best. So number 19 says, Jesus entered, suffered him and said, go home and to thy friends. Tell them how great things the Lord has done to you and has had compassion on you. Don't you understand that when they went home, they knew this man. He was in the tomb cutting himself. He was crazy as a bat. He had 2,000 demons in him. He was naked. He was clawed up. He looked, I don't know if we see anything like that here in America. But this man was crazy as crazy can be. And when we saw Jesus, Jesus delivered him. So there is nothing that Jesus cannot do. And what we got to believe and understand that there's nothing he can't do. He can deliver anybody. It don't matter where they are. He can get them up. Now, here's what we got to understand. That is not us. It's him in us. That's what we got to understand, see. Because it's not us. Okay, let me skip now. Okay. Now, they saw him do that, right? Then the next thing he did, he raised Jairus' daughter. They saw him do that. Is that right? All right. So now they looking at Jesus, and we see him do things. Stay with me now. Let me see where I'm going to go down. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, I know I wrote this scripture down. Okay, Matthew 14. I thought it was in Mark. If I don't find it, I can preach it because I know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to the scripture. Maybe I can find it for me. Where Jesus was in the boat. Is that Mark 4? Mark 4:36. Yeah, Mark 4:36. Is that right? I got Mark. Hallelujah. Y'all stay with me. 4:36. Okay, Mark 4:36. Now they washed Jesus, cast that man, healed that man. They watched Jesus heal Jairus' daughter. We've seen Jesus help us. Stay with me now. We have seen him help us. We've seen him walk with us. Somebody just got through saying, Donald was talking about he did something evil about the lake. I didn't understand. You explain it to me afterward. But he was talking about the lake would roll in the day. Somebody probably told him, you got to keep that done. So he went out and that was done. God done something. Maybe it cost him $200 or $300 to get it done. Stay with me. They watched him do this. These men were with Jesus. They were his disciples. We are his disciples. And we're supposed to be walking with Jesus. And we done seen Jesus do a lot for us. Oh, yes, we have. We got to stand up and say, praise the Lord. If it had not been for him on my side, where would I be? Well, now he wants us to go a little bit further. So here they are. Jesus is tired. Number 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, They took him even as he was in the ship. He was tired. That's what it means, even as he was. He was very tired. And there were also others with him and were other little ships. There arose a great storm, and wind and waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the, I can understand how to hear. And he was in the hinder, but he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillar. And they woke him up and said unto him, Master, don't you care about us? But the Lord told me this morning, he said, though the waves are big, though you have to go through things, though you have to understand what people are feeling, though you may not understand, he said, but I'm in the ship. He said, no matter what you go through, always remember, I'm in the ship. He's in the ship. I don't care how the winds blow. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in a place, how I'm going to make it. I don't care if you said what I'm going to do. What am I, how am I going to do it? How my job is, they might give me a pink slip tomorrow. What am I going to do? Hallelujah. I'm in a place where I don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. Now I know I've heard of Jesus. A lot of y'all have walked with Jesus. And you know, hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. When he said, I will be with you, and I will not forsake you. I'm going to be there forever. We don't believe it because God told me. He said, once they believe that I am always there, I'm going to give them, hallelujah, the power that they gonna, that they need to go and raise the dead, to go, hallelujah, and heal the sick. I'm going to give them power to be able to do the things they want to do. Well, once they believe that I'm always in the ship, I'm always there with them no matter what happens. I don't care how wind go, how it blows, where you at now, hallelujah, God is with you. If you love him, he's there. I don't care if your marriage messed up or whatever's going on. I say God is there. Hallelujah. You may be tired from the journey. Tired, hallelujah. And I can understand when the water got the point in that boat. Praise God. You know, we are human. And Jesus understood it. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. He understood it. Hallelujah. When you get down and say, Lord, I can't do it no more. God understands. But if you just hold on a little while, if you just hold on, he's going to show up. He's going to show up in your life. He's going to show up and he's going to do what you've been wanting him to do. It ain't nothing that he can't do. Nothing. And once we believe that he's always with us, and we'll quote it, he's with us to the end of the world. You got the sense he's there. I don't care where you at in life. I don't care where we are in life. We got to know that Jesus is there. And I said, Lord, you help me to know. He said, because the word said it. He said, believe the word. I said, I'm there. I said, when you're feeling bad, I say, when the ship was tossed, I say, when the water looked like it, you got the bells on, I'm there. This going over there. It's going to deliver somebody. I said, this mess is going to deliver somebody. It's going to deliver somebody. I don't care where you are. And then I said, Lord, now these men walk with you. Then I saw you cast the devil out. Saw you heal somebody that was dead. So it don't matter what you see. If I just see Jesus do so and so, I would. You ain't going to do nothing. You're going to do the same thing you're doing now. I don't care if somebody's arm grow. You're going to do the same thing you're doing now. Because you got to do this and beloved him no matter what. You got to start now. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, sister. Now, you said that. He's the only one can do it. Because everyone in here is man, want to love God. When we hear people preach these wonderful sermons, we got a man to love God. How can I love him? What can I do? Oh, God. But God see you. He knows whether you want to love him or not. I say, he knows it. You can say, Lord, I love you, but he knows. Because he see your words. He can judge your words. I can't judge your words. You may come and tell me something. I say, whoa, boy. But God judges your words. He know you. He made you. I say, he made you, Cynthia. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? We don't even understand. We are. I told the Lord, I say, I'm a miracle worker. Good Lord, am I saying, Lord, I love you. And I didn't know what I was saying when I was in prayer. I said, I'm a miracle worker. Why? Because Jesus, the miracle worker, is in me. I'm a miracle worker. I can lay hands on the sick. They're going to get well because Jesus makes them well. Get out of here. That, well, I don't know. Children of God, God is saying now, praise the Lord, he's going to give us the faith, hallelujah, and take away the fear from our hearts that we can serve him like he want to be served. Isn't he wonderful? Who do it take? Jesus. Who going to do it? Jesus. You ain't going to say, well, you know, I did so-and-so. And so-and-so. Ain't no so-and-so you can do but obey the word. Amen. I say amen. You know why they fast and prayed? Because Jesus said, this kind come by but nothing but fasting. He said it on there. He said, you know, I know y'all want to do all this. He said, but this comes through fasting and prayer. Now, fasting humbles you to hear God. And so that's all he said. Humble your flesh. That's what he's saying. But it ain't no payment you going to pay. Get out. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He's the only one that can wash you, cleanse you, give you peace. You're not going to have no peace until you meet the peacemaker. You're not going to have any joy until you meet him. And in the midst of your confusion, you can have some joy. You can have a song when everybody else is sad. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. I'm hoping it ain't just but a few, but it always just been a few. Are you the few? You make up your mind, you're going to be the few. When Israel went down under Nebuchadnezzar, was that Nebuchadnezzar? It wasn't but five. That was Daniel and the four boys out of all those people. And I saw that. And I said, good Lord, Jesus. Ooh-wee. Let me be the five, one of the five. You want to be one of them five that can believe God? These all were Israelites. They all came across the Red Sea, the people did. They all heard the stories of what God had done. All of us in here have heard good messages. I got up this morning, you said, I listened to John Hagee, and I listened to this one, and I listened to that one, and I listened to this one. You ain't got no excuse. None of us got an excuse. Why you don't believe God? Because we ain't got no excuse. Do we? So what is going on? Lord, help us. Lord, help us. We go through. But out the morning, I'm not going to go through no ritual. I told God, when I take this sacrament, you're going to do something for me. Because it's supposed to do something for you. There ain't no way you're going to take blood symbolically. That don't say, sister, no, I don't believe it turns into nothing. I believe it's obedience. That's what I believe it is. And when we obey God and understand why he did it, we're going to see some miracles. Amen. See, man, God getting ready to bring man down. He getting ready to get the glory now. You know, his brother so-and-so, let him come. His brother so-and-so, and sister so-and-so. He getting ready to cut that mess off. He getting ready to be God. I say he getting ready to be God. When the children of Israel went into the fiery furnace, it was God. Then man did look at them and say, I saw y'all in there praising God. No. He said, I saw a fourth man in there. And that fourth man, and how he know? It looked like the Son of God. I'm going to tell you, we, from this day, if we get up from what we understand, and you understand, please stay with me. This day, and know that word mean what it say. Every bit of it. And if it don't happen to you, it still mean what it say. You know where I got that from? I came this morning. I said, Lord, everybody's sick. I said, but you still a healer. Now show me what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to pray that my church can be well. Tell me what I'm supposed to tell these people. Tell me how I'm supposed to live. Show me the example that I got to give. Amen. Somebody said, well, Sister David, ain't your fault. Well, maybe it ain't, but, you know, but I still want to be sure. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So when I stand before God, Lord, this is it here. Amen. This is it. Don't, you can't stand with me now. I'm not going to stand as your advocate. Don't believe that now. Oh, no. No, you got to stand for yourself. Amen. But God is ready to take us to a new level. God is ready to take you to a new level. It ain't because you've been so good. It ain't because, no. I just feel this in my heart. God want to take us to a new level. Praise. And how I know what I'm saying is true, because I know a lot of things God has done for me, I didn't deserve it. A lot of understanding he given me, I didn't deserve it. And all he do is break my heart. Because when I know I didn't deserve it, it brings tears and weeping and sadness to my soul, because I know I didn't deserve it. But he does it anyhow. I love heard what Donald said. Now, Donald is meaning what he say. And when he said, Lord, you love me anyway, I know what you feel, Donald. Because you know the hang-ups you have. But yet and still, he loves you. He holds on to you. Amen. Well, you can look at the world. Now, if I was God, thank God I ain't. I wouldn't be putting up with no ISIS and all this kind of crap. I wouldn't put up with that stuff. The power God I got is God. They'd wake up and they all be gone. Nobody would have to pray now prayer. Because I'd zap them. Sure. Don't be bothered with these people. You see what I'm saying? But see, just like when Jonah went to Nineveh. That blessed me too. Jonah goes to Nineveh, and God told Nineveh to repent. So he reluctantly didn't go. Y'all know he was in the fish and blah, blah, blah. But when he finally went and he preached the gospel to these people, they repented. Now, Jonah said, I wanted you to do something different. I want you to zap these people on out. Get rid of these folk. But then God said to him, hallelujah, don't you realize, and I'm paraphrasing, these are people I made. These are people I put my breath in and my image in. These are my people. And I'm going to tell y'all, no matter what ISIS is doing, God made them. I say, God made those people. Now, what are we supposed to do? Come on, Jesus. As Christians, to help these poor souls that's so messed up. Now, are we going to pray? How are we going to pray? Are we going to pray in love and realizing these people was made by God? Or are we going to say, get rid of them? Zap them off the earth. I have prayed that. Yes, sir. I have prayed that because I ain't know how to pray. Amen. But maybe God teaching me this morning. Amen. Because God, look, I tell you what. Let's ask the Holy Ghost how to pray. Let's ask him how to pray for these folk. Because now you don't understand, but they're covering this. They're covering right here in Winsfield. You don't really know. God up there, he opened your eyes and show you some stuff. You probably would go and get under the bed and say, call me when it's over. You need to think that we're going to get back. Now, a little teaching news came out that said that somebody was saving money and sending money over to ISIS right here somewhere. Where was that there? It's St. Louis. Blood thicker than water. They told me that. I've learned that. So we got to see Jesus. One more thing, we got to love one another. I say we got to be caring about one another, because it's like a husband and wife. You're one. She hurt, you hurt. You know, your finger hurt. And she said, John, let me put something on that finger. You know, because you part of her. and she's part of you. Then when you got saved, you got a lot of parts. And we're supposed to love each other just the same way because we're one with Christ. Watch it. As I was talking to my brother this morning, I said, looking, brother, I said, I want you to pray for this brother we're going to go see. We're going to go see him. And I say, then you send me your prayer request so I can pray for you. Because I'm understanding that we are one. I'm understanding that more than I've ever understood it in my life, children of God. We are one. And when it's time for us to sever something from the body, God will tell us. When it's time for us to cut off something, he'll tell us. But let's not cut it off before he tell us. You know what I mean? We done cut off stuff and he ain't told us to cut your arm off. Am I making sense? Father, in Jesus' name. I know as time go on, Lord, and as I yield, you're going to give me what it's going to take for us to make it through. The word of God, the ministers of God. Because you have gave me this platform. And you're going to give me whatever it takes to help the people here while I got this platform. Amen. And I thank you for it. I said, I thank you for it. I thank you. Children, you children back there, hallelujah, Jesus. I want y'all to get some counseling, to know what you're doing, and to find out if this is what you want to do. That's crazy, ain't it? I want you to know that without God, ain't need doing nothing, because it won't work. Without God, it just won't work. You can say, oh, I can do this. No, you can't. If you do it, you'd be the first one that ever did it. You need the Lord. We all need the Lord. You need him to save your soul. You need him to be that what you need. You need him. When he died, he made it possible for you to see him, for you to talk to the Father, for you to be well, for you to have peace. He made it possible. He made it possible. He was the payment for your sin. So you can't get there on your own because you ain't got nothing to give. What do you exchange for your soul? Nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. I said, Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. It ain't for your daddy's sake. It ain't for your mama's sake. You got to do it for his sake. You got to stand before God, children of God. I love this child. I didn't even know who she was when I came into church. She done growed so and got grown. Amen. But when you stand before God, it's got to be you and God. When you stand before God, it's got to be you and God. It's you and him. It's you and him now, really. Amen. Even though you got to love your brothers and sisters, it's still you and him. Amen. There's nobody here that's strong enough to keep you if you really want to go. I said ain't nobody can keep you if you really want to go. Now, if you ain't made your mind to go, because God, when you get ready to go, God will move every stumbling block out your way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. I want to pray for y'all because if I call you, you'll sit there and the devil will keep you. Come on. I just go one I go one step for that devil. I want to pray for y'all. Amen. Good to see you again, sweetheart. How you feeling? Yeah. It's over? She ain't had the baby yet. Ain't delivered yet. Praise the Lord. Huh. Praise the Lord. So I pray you. Listen, when you have children, the Bible says children are heritage of the Lord.